Good evening, I'm John Yang. Today in Israel, funerals began for the seven victims of Friday's mass shooting outside an East Jerusalem synagogue, the deadliest attack on Israelis in nearly 15 years. Mourners wept and comforted grieving relatives. The shooting punctuated a month of increased violence between Israelis and Palestinians. This morning, Israeli police and soldiers welded shut the doors to the home of the Palestinian man identified as the shooter. He was killed by police as he tried to flee the scene of the attack. It's part of Benjamin Netanyahu's response. In a cabinet meeting, the prime minister also vowed to strengthen Israeli settlements in the West Bank, but offered no details. It's against this backdrop that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was in Egypt today, begins a two-day visit on Monday to Jerusalem and the West Bank. A couple of sports notes this Sunday. Novak Djokovic won the Australian Open Men's Singles Championship today for a record 10th time. It was his 22nd Grand Slam title. That ties him with Rafael Nadal for the men's record. Only two tennis players have more, Serena Williams with 23 and Australia's Margaret Court with 24. And Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin spoke publicly for the first time since he went into cardiac arrest during a game earlier this month. In a video posted on social media last night, Hamlin thanked those who cared for him and cared about him and promised to use his second chance at life to give back.
Well, I'm so thankful to everybody. I know that it isn't enough just to be thankful. This is just the beginning of the impact that I wanted to have on the world. I couldn't do this without any of the support and the love, and I can't wait to continue to take y'all on this journey with me.
Hamlin said he's come to peace with what happened to him and thanked players and fans across the league for putting humanity above team loyalty. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the youth mental health crisis plaguing America. And blind soccer players get a shot at playing for the United States on the global stage.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.